Hot 1027 Business.
All right, welcome back to Hot Business on Hot 1027. As usual, we are doing the passive investor slot this evening on Wednesday to help you guys understand retirement planning and funding and investing and saving. And you want to be involved in markets, but you don't want to be an active trader, but you at least want to be able to have good conversation with your financial advisor. So we have today with us the head of Outvest, Mr. Grant Locke, who is, number one, a very nice guy, and number two, a very smart guy, and also the head of a team that's kind of shaking up the retirement industry. So firstly, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
No, thank you very much for having me on the show, and I think it's probably going a little bit far to call me smart. And definitely, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm probably not that smart, but yeah, we are trying to do something different. So thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So, I mean, and I'm going to go back to you being smart thing, because you guys have put together a retirement product that's different to the rest of the industry in a big way, in a fees way.
I mean, fees is certainly one way, and you're right. Fees are, the funny thing about it is that most people spend their lives focusing on the returns. Yeah. So they focus on returns, they're like, oh, my returns are so poor. And you look at the statement and you look at your returns. But in reality, the returns are the things that you've got the least control over, in a way. You know, in our industry, when you're sort of a long-term investor, then returns are the returns. But the thing you do have control over is your fees. Mm. And funnily enough, those fees tend to eat away at your retirement and have a bigger impact than you think.
Yeah.
So that's really it. But the secret behind is also the planning. You know, how we get you to have a simple way of building and hitting a target. And really, that's the secret behind what we're trying to do.
Okay. So I want to ask, I mean, how do you do that? So, okay, there's a number of things. I was lucky enough to, some time ago when you guys launched, I was at the event of what you do. And there's a lot of complicated math that goes into how you do this. So I would love to talk about that because it is kind of interesting to me. So firstly, instead of charging a percentage-based management fee to administer and run the portfolio, you charge a fixed fee. And that has an enormous impact over time with your total return.
Yeah, so let's start at the very beginning, right? Okay. So whenever you invest money these days, everyone says, cool, I'll charge you a percentage. Let's say it's 1% or 3%, whatever they're going to charge you. And that sounds okay, that's quite sensible, right? Because as the more money you have,
the bigger the fee.
So if you've invested, you know, 10,000 Rand, let's say, is it 300 bucks or something like that a year?
Yeah.
You know? But if you invested 1 million Rand, it's 30,000 Rand a year.
Yeah.
And if there's no difference between the service that you're receiving between 1,000 Rand and 1 million Rand, well, why is your fee increasing? And so what we did was we thought, well, how are we going to change this? How are we going to do something that sort of links the price that you pay, the fee that you pay for the value you receive? And so for anything less than 300,000 Rand, it's a percentage-based fee because we have to make it smaller so that people can invest small sums of money and still get good value. And then for anything more than that, we actually charge a fixed fee. And we price that off a very old school cost plus margin.
You know,
we're just trying to make sure that we deliver value for the fees that we charge. And the other thing we've done is that everything, there's only one fee, excluding taxes. So there's only one fee. No, I know. The securities transfer taxes, you know, something we've taken a bit of heat on. But there's only one fee. So we sort of make sure that the fee on your statement are all the fees that you pay.
Right.
And then for anything more than, let's say, 2.2 million at the moment, your fee is 0.2%. Because at some point, then we've got to go back to the market and say, well, trading costs are something you can't make fixed.
Yeah, they are variable. And they can be expensive because there's minimums. I mean, this is where Easy Equities is doing a great job, for example. If you open an account with a Renia, for example, you want to buy a normal equity, our minimum cost is 150 bucks.
But you have to.
Yeah, you have to pass that through to the client because there's no other way around it. Unless you go through someone like Easy Equities who's managing to do it for significantly cheaper, and, you know, their secret sauce, I guess, is their secret sauce.
Yeah, I think our secret sauce is, generally speaking, we wrap things up in a fund. Hmm. And then because we bulk everything through the fund, we can then make sure that the costs are a lot lower.
Yeah.
And because we've got an entire platform around that, we can basically try and average everything out, as most platforms try to do.
So it's you get like your proportional fee in proportion to how much you invest.
That's
so
right.
If you buy, and I mean, we know that JSE fees, for example, are tiered, and like a variable percentage-based fee, but there's that minimum charge, right? So if you've got 10 people of varying sizes in the same fund, then that minimum charge is split in proportion between those 10 people, and it's a lot more fair that way.
It's the same philosophy applied across an entire investment platform, and that's thousands of people now.
Yeah.
And so what you're doing is you're sort of squeezing it down, and you're also making sure that the value you provide is actually linked to the service. So, for example, it's one thing to say you've got low fees, but what's in that fee? Like, if you just charge a low fee but don't do anything, that's not much value in that. So what we try and do is we try and squeeze as much in there. We do all of the administration, the tax reporting, the debit orders. We also help build the plan for you. We may help you keep on track with the plan. We help manage the investment allocations themselves. We do all of those things, and the goal is really the secret sauce. If you were to cut me open and read my heart, it would say, my goal is to try and make investing more transparent, more reliable. If you think about, and I'm sort of giving my common example is in sort of if you think of a car, right? If you were to sort of really understand a car, you'd understand how they vulcanize rubber for tires. You'd understand how they use a camshaft angle sensor or how the four-stroke combustion portion. All of that stuff, you could go ballistic with it. But most people get inside a 2-ton piece of metal, put in the key.
Pedal on the right makes me go.
Yeah, pedal on the right makes me go. I start it, I drive it, and 99% of the time, we all get to our destination.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with investing.
And the truth is, it takes a million individual pieces working together reliably to be able to do that.
That's exactly it. You think about it, right? There's a cash flow modeling system. There's a stochastic modeling system. There's a digital layer. There's user experience design. There's regulation. There's investment funds. There's bulking licenses. There's debit order management. There's a core administration system. We go ballistic.
There's a long list.
There's a long list of things.
Being an FSP is no joke.
No, as you know well.
Yeah.
So, and all I want to do is try to shrink that layer down so that someone can interact with their money without being frightened of it.
Yeah. And then a little bit about that risk gearboxing thing that you guys do. That was quite an interesting explanation. I don't know how you present or position that as part of your marketing material or whatever, but it fascinated me the way that you guys explained it.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, again, it's like right down at the nerd level, right? Because if you think of a portfolio, any portfolio of investments, when you've got an allocation of greater than 50% to listed equities, those listed equities account for 90% of the volatility in your portfolio. The up and down price movement of your money every day is mostly, even though it's only 50% of the portfolio, 90% is coming from equities. And there's no other asset class that offsets that completely unless you be very complicated. And what we've had to do is because we deal directly with the public, we have to make sure that everyone, or we can prove how everyone got into a portfolio or investment allocation and that it suits their needs.
Yeah.
And so that's why we designed the gearbox. And the gearbox has got a way of making as sure as possible that when someone comes in for a specific time horizon or a specific goal, that the portfolio that we provide relative to the others performs as expected. And that is all about how you put together a portfolio. What asset classes you put in different proportions from one portfolio to the next to make sure the entire investment proposition, the 4 or 5 or 6 portfolios, act in a way that is reliable to the extent that you can.
Yeah.
And more importantly, defendable, both to the client, to the regulator, and to yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's what the investment gearbox came about in. So it works like a car gearbox.
Yeah. And it reads a number of different inputs.
Yeah.
And it balances asset classes, allocations, and gives an output that is essentially well-suited for the investor.
That's right. And again, what you don't see at the background is that we've got all the data. So we know everybody's plan and what they're trying to achieve. And I can tell you, of our thousands of clients, I can say who's achieving their goals, who's not achieving their goals, why are they not achieving their goals. So it's like sitting in the back with my own sat nav, looking at everybody's investments and go, are we doing the right thing for this client?
Yeah.
And that is really the sort of the secret sauce behind what we do. So it's the low fee is the one thing. That's super important for clients to have low fees. That's the thing that I can control.
And I just want to add, that's cumulative, right? The low fee is cumulative over time.
Absolutely.
Because on R1 million, R30,000 a year every year versus what would a R1 million investment be with you?
About 48 basis points, 48 bips. What's 48 bips? 4,800.
4,800 rand for the year.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a 25,000 rand a year difference.
Now multiply that by 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a big difference.
It adds up, eh?
Yeah.
And that's why if someone were to, like, if you really want to understand this stuff, like, it's not rocket science. You go to your financial advisor or your service provider and you say to them, can I have my effective annual cost? Ask for your EAC. And your EAC is a document that must show you all the fees.
Yeah.
So as long as you look at your EAC and you go and make sure that you understand in how much money you're paying, and if you feel it's good value, fantastic. But as long as you know, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Sorry, I derailed you there for a second.
No. Yeah. No, that's fine. But I think I can't even remember what I was going to say.
Well, I've got another question for you.
Okay.
In that case.
I'm keen.
So, you know, before coming on, we were talking a little bit about expected outcomes for your retirement planning and how much of that outcome is, you know, reliant on, or a lot less of that outcome is reliant on return of the overall portfolio than what it is reliant on, you know, the two factors, one being fees and the other one being contributions.
Yeah. I find this amazing. It's like in the world, that's why, you know, you have a bright conversation. It's what are your returns? No one ever turns around really and say, how much am I contributing? And that's actually, I would say, and again, please don't hold me on the maths, but it's about at least 70 to 80%, depending on how long you contribute for. That is actually the amount of money you put in.
Hmm.
And if people sort of were to start even just understanding that it's the amount of money I put in, but then, of course, I get tax back on my retirement contributions from the tax man, because it's a gross of salary contribution. Then if I were to take the tax that I get back and reinvest that again, all of a sudden it
compounding
it compounds. You know. Yeah. So, and the other thing is, this whole thing's a long-term game. Right? I'll tell you, I had an email today from a client of ours who after 1 year was sort of looking at their return going, well, you know, I should give up. That's it.
Well,
you know?
It's been a bear market.
No, you know, and my feeling was, look, it's obviously, I would love to be able to give everybody, you know, it would be nice if the markets gave everybody 30% a year every year. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, this is a game of patience and understanding that it's what you do, which is almost more important other than the fees, than the returns, because that's the stuff you've got control over. So if people just understood that and stopped trying to game everything too much other than fees, I think we'd have people that were felt a bit more in control.
Yeah. I think there's a saying that's true in business, and I realize that it is very true in investing, is that it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. So
no, I hope so.
So think about it from a small business perspective or from an investing perspective, is you contribute to that portfolio every month for 10 years. And eventually you look and it's a significant amount of money that you've saved up.
Yeah, I can't. You're absolutely,
you know, right. Over the long term, if you just have even the 60-40 portfolio, which is under attack under recent market conditions, right, which is 60% equities, 40% fixed income.
Yeah.
Even that portfolio on a 10-year average return, well, average annual return basis, you can't really go wrong. Fair markets are opportunities for you to invest more. Equity markets recover. And portfolios over time slowly grind up. That's what they do.
Yeah, so there's two things I want to say. Like, so we've done a data study. We've got data going back 120 years on financial markets, 27 different markets. And if you were to sort of take every one of those years of returns and you were to sort of divide them into different investment time horizons, so for 1 year, for 5 years, and for 10 years. So if you invested in the equity markets for 1 year, yeah, there's a 30% chance or sort of a – there's a good chance, there's a 66% or 33% chance that you'll probably lose, you know, up to 20 or 30% of your money over the course of a 1 year holding period.
Yeah.
But over a 10-year holding period, the risk of capital loss over the last 120 years is very low. I would say, I want to say 0%. In fact, over a 10-year holding period, there's, I don't think in the South African market at least, there's no period in history that I can think of at this moment in time where you've actually lost capital money. I mean, it's not to say it won't happen in the future, but it's the holding period that also influences your loss as well.
Yeah.
So that's really, really important to sort of bear in mind with that. And you've got to take the right amount of risk. You can't sit there and say, I don't want to take any risk. Because the main thing that kills you
is not taking risk.
Is not taking risk.
That's why? The biggest risk of all.
Exactly. Because it's inflation. Even not taking risk is taking a risk. So inflation happens regardless of what you do with your money, and it's just eroding the buying power of your cash.
And it's a bit of mental gymnastics you have to teach yourself, because you are, like, for example, now, this last year, since essentially January, right? The market is grinding consistently lower over time. Our market has been actually very resilient, but if you look at international markets like the S&P 500, I mean, if you're a new investor and you're saving $2,000 a month, and or $5,000 a month, whatever it is that you can afford, right? And every month you put in money, and you can see that the amount of contributions I've made is more than the value of my portfolio.
Yeah.
I guess hard on the mental.
No, I completely agree.
That kind of kills your motivation to keep going.
Absolutely.
But I think what's really important here is that this is exactly the time to do that.
Yeah.
Because as the market goes lower and lower, you're buying more assets for the same money, and in 10 years from now is when the return, all the stuff you bought today, and you know, throughout the course of this year as the market grinds lower, you'll be up so much on.
Yeah, it's just a consistent, you know, the thing is, no one can predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. But, you know, the history we have to date, over the last hundreds of years, have just said that on long investment time horizons of investing, of 20 or 30 years, the average return is around inflation plus 4%.
Right.
On those returns over 30-year holding periods. That you know what? If you were to say anything that most investment professionals would agree with you on, that's what they would say. So if you want to go deeper than that, be my guest. Go wild. You can go into very deep analysis. And there's certainly stuff that you guys do in Arrhenia, which is, you know, that's phenomenally, that's like the super technical. That's that stuff I want to learn a bit more about. So you and I are going to have a chat later. But I think the for the average man in the street, if you were to just try and keep things simple, you know, if you wanted something simple to hold your hat on, your contributions, keep fees low, invest, and don't look at your statement, that's going to get you 80 to 90% of the way there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's kind of keeping it simple. The one other thing I wanted to say was, if you think of something like a tax-free savings account, for example, you know, the real value of a tax-free savings account after 20 years. The reason why it's got so much value after 20 years is because you pay no tax on capital gains.
From the 2,000 Rand you invest today,
yes,
that grows at an average of inflation plus 4%.
Yeah.
So let's say that's, what, 10% a year on average.
Yeah.
Over the next 20 years,
yeah,
that's an enormous amount of money.
That's like, it's like 2-3 million Rand.
Mm.
Now, if you were to put that in a normal portfolio and were to sort of have dividend withholding tax and capital gains tax or tax on interest income, the tax would have a meaningful impact on your returns. But that tax-free savings account, with your 36,000 Rand a year that you're putting away after 20 years, that can be part of your retirement savings. That's like a tax-free bank account that you've got that funds part of your retirement, and like you don't have to pay CGT on that, which will be massive.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I just keep stuff simple. I guess that's my...
And that's, I guess that's the whole philosophy of what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of taking what's a very complicated, and you know what financial advisors often do, and I'm sorry if you're a financial advisor, you're listening to this, I mean not to tread on your toes, but you overcomplicate things, guys. Right? They overcomplicate things and they sell you the most complicated stuff that you don't understand, and the truth is you just need something that is actually going to achieve your goal and get you, you know, something that you can just back for 20 years and not get killed by fees in the process. And don't get me wrong, some financial advisors truly do deserve
it. I agree with you. Like, there are some great ones.
There's some very good ones out there.
Yeah.
Right? We've had some of them on the show, for example, Craig Credit from Credit Investments.
Craig is wonderful. Craig Narina is phenomenal. Fisser is another. Narina.
So they're out there. They're fantastic financial advisors out there. But a lot of the time, you know, there's also the whole salesy kind of approach to the industry sometimes, where you're being placed in products that give big commissions, high fees, that kind of stuff, rather than being in something that's actually going to suit your need for the next 20 years. And yeah. That, I think, is where you guys are trying to kind of shake things up a little bit and doing a fairly good job at it, I think.
Well, still a long way to go, you know, the 10-year thing and all that. But yeah. I think there's a groundswell coming. Again, I think the greatest thing, I mean, I think that being in the industry at the moment, whether you're a financial advisor or in our space, is actually such a great place to be, because the industry is sort of, I don't want to use the word coming right, but it's getting much more reliable, much more trustworthy, much simpler. And there are good people out there who are trying to do this and make life simpler for consumers. And that's great, because it means that consumers and people out there with money to invest can feel like they can trust what's happening. Yeah. And the regulation, I mean, it's sort of, that's probably one of the most difficult things, is the amount of regulation on the shoulders of a regulated business is insane.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, whilst it has its costs, it's also forcing everyone to sort of just deal at the level of equating price and value. You know that old Warren Buffett saying?
Yeah.
Price is what you pay and value is what you get. And what he's meaning to say is that sometimes the value that you get for the price that you pay is not related.
Yeah.
And I think for a long time, that has been the case in certain places in our financial products. But that's changing. And I think that's a phenomenal space to be. So I'm super excited.
This is a wonderful chat, Grant. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. For your
knowledge and for taking the time to chat to us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much, eh?
It's a pleasure. That was Grant Locke, the head of Outvest, talking to us about a bit of their product offering, a couple of good life lessons in there as well. And remember, consistent contributions and the long-term game is how you make money when it comes to retirement planning and just stock markets in general. Anyway, you're on Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business.